And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Elon Musk is going to lead off the newscast today because he's announcing he's filing for full custody of his one-year-old son after the child's mother, Ashley St. Clair, made comments suggesting sympathy for transgender ideology. St. Clair, formerly a conservative influencer who wrote a children's book on identity and worked for the Babylon Bee, has apparently experienced a change of heart. She posted an apology for past anti-transgender comments, expressing immense guilt and claiming she's been, quote, trying incredibly hard privately to learn and advocate for those within the trans community. Musk's response? Pretty swift. He said, "I'll be filing for full custody today," given her statements implying that she might transition a one-year-old boy. Speaking of threats to children, Google is now sending emails directly to kids approaching the age of 13 telling them that they can graduate. That's the word that they chose to use. From parental supervision and disable parental controls without parental consent. Melissa McKay of the Digital Childhood Institute calls it what it is: grooming for engagement, grooming for data, grooming minors for profit. Across the pond, the British Prime Minister refused to support legislation banning first cousin marriage, despite Conservative MP Richard Holden noting the practice carries significant health issues with a significant multiplier effect when practiced generation after generation. Chairman Bob Habib put it bluntly, saying that the practice exited Western culture over 100 years ago, but returned with a vengeance due to mass immigration from cultures that haven't kept pace with ours. Meanwhile, in Canada, the government confirmed it's not banning X, despite media reports suggesting otherwise. The rumors followed claims that the UK was assembling an association of nations to ban Elon Musk's platform over concerns about AI-generated illegal content. Canadian Minister of Digital Innovation had to explicitly state that, contrary to media reports, Canada is not considering a ban of X, though given the Trudeau government's track record with bills C-11 and C-18, you can understand why people assume the worst. Speaking of our friends up north, in Saskatchewan, government obtained data through a Federal of Information request shows gender transitioning procedures have skyrocketed over the last 5 years, including 99 children under 19 receiving mastectomies. Hysterectomies for gender-confused adults jumped from 7 to 32. These are permanent, life-altering surgeries being performed despite overwhelming evidence that more than 80% of children with gender dysphoria outgrow it naturally by late adolescence. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.